Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
And we have got a great show for you as the Eastern Conference Finals gets ready for Game 6. You heard David Gascon earlier say it's about 90 minutes away. And we just finished off the Western Conference Finals last night. Phoenix Suns toppling the L.A. Clippers for Chris Paul to reach his only final. So we'll get into all of that and much, much more. College sports, baseball, there's so much to tackle, and we will do it over the next 3 hours. So keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83, however you may be listening. My partner is Rob Parker. What's up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? How are you?
I am great. Good day. A lot of work, a lot of TV, but all the fun talking about these NBA playoffs, man.
So did you get the power back at your house? Everything straight?
Yes, I'm back at home. And in fact, I guess I need to get on the Zoom now that you mention it.
Yeah, yeah, I think that that would be good,
Elijah's
right?
Probably,
Elijah's
yes,
like,
yes.
Yeah, he's such a prima donna. He won't even let me do my job, so you make Elijah's job even harder.
It wasn't all that. I mean, I just forgot. It slipped my mind. But I'm on now. And, yes, I'm back home. We got the power probably while I was on the air with you last night in New York. And it's been good all day. You know, it rained here all day, so it was a lot cooler. So don't have to worry about the heat. So we're all good.
Yeah. As long as you don't have that stifling heat, that's a good thing.
Crazy heat.
The summer,
I'm
sometimes,
sure you talk
man.
To some of your people in New York, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When it comes, you just, you know, like you're waiting for the summer to come. And then when it comes, you're like, oh, God, I don't want to deal with the humidity and all
right.
that. It's
right.
like a thing. But all good. And we got a lot to do today. It is also a TV theme song Thursday. So we'll be playing some of your favorite themes as we roll along.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing what Alex the Vegan produces for us. We got Bonzi Wells, former NBA veteran, coming up at the bottom of the hour. Of course, Rob, remember we had him on. Didn't he say Chris Paul was the best point guard ever?
Yes.
Is that what
he
we
sure
had to chastise him about?
Even with 41 points in the closeout game, he still ain't the best point guard ever.
Right.
But he had a great game. How about
he
that?
Wants to call up and gloat. So we will give him that opportunity and, of course, test him and see what he knows. All right. We got the Odd Couple crew. As I said, DJ Alex Teichert, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, on a TV theme song Thursday.
CB, I got bad news. You want an hour later?
Now.
I'm going to be out all next week.
I thought you said you had bad news.
Oh, wow.
Oh!
You see that?
Damn.
Alex, you OC. You that was a softball.
Wow.
That wasn't even a softball. You put it on a tee for me.
I had to.
And said, Chris, hit it over the wall.
Team Rob Parker.
Oh,
there you
stop.
Go.
Stop.
You know, Chris is going to be down to zero. It's all done. Right.
Sounds like it.
Finley
is the big one. He brown nosed Brian Finley for about 2 years, and he finally Brian Finley came, and then he turned on him as soon as Rob G came on the air,
But I'm kind of hurt because I love Alex the Vegan, and he's only here 2 days a week.
Rob, some people just don't understand us. You feel me?
You know what?
He's progress.
Let me see.
He's moving up. I know.
On Monday, you know, like Alex usually has to work a couple days, a couple shows, right? Are you only doing one this Monday?
Yeah, I'm with you, Rob. They got me here on Sunday, Monday, the rest of the week, doing a Rob Parker special on Friday. You already know how it goes.
Yes, no doubt.
A Rob Parker special on Friday?
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, a couple
of
shows.
What do you speak?
Oh, he's doing a couple shows
yes,
on
sir.
Friday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, see? All right. Well, we will miss you.
I'm doing a rare trifecta on the radio, I think, on Wednesday.
Next Wednesday?
Yeah. I'm going to do
no
Dan
kidding.
Patrick in the morning, local show in L.A. on AM 570, Rogan and Rodney, and then our show. Chris, okay. are you here all next week or no?
Of course.
Monday,
Where else
too?
Would I be?
No,
Where
I'm at Monday.
Monday, too. Yes.
You're working Monday?
I'm working Monday.
No, I'm shocked.
Wow.
I am. Are you shocked, Alex?
I can't believe
I know
it.
Rob G
think
ain't
with
working.
My wild, with my wild social life that, you know, I was
no,
out,
but I'm
out
just
kicking it on a long
holiday weekend.
Day weekend, right? But
Rob G, you no, working Monday? No.
Look, shout out Magic Johnson. Nah, I ain't going to be here.
See? There you go.
So it'll be me, Rob, and Alex. You're here, Rob.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right. Anyway, you heard super producer Rob G. And on the updates, David Gascon II. All right, Rob. Phoenix, you mentioned it. Chris Paul. Spectacular game. 41 points, 8 assists, and get this, Rob, 0 turnovers. A guy that was having a bad series, shooting 32% from the floor, through the first 5 games, or at least for
no,
him,
he
the
wasn't
first
playing
three,
well, and you know that Chris, games. You mentioned it yesterday, the last couple of games. You know, once he came back, he just wasn't playing that well.
The talk was that they might be better in this series, not overall, with campaign, and Chris went out and put that talk to rest, and he put the LA Clippers to rest along with them, and he has been getting his flowers all day long, even Pat Beverly. Saw the outpouring of praise and decided to apologize for that weak push in the back. And I like Pat Beverly. I've said he's the epitome of the type of guy, you know, that you hear this said about. You hate to play against him, but you'd love to have him on the team. But that move, that shoving Chris Paul in the back, was the weakest move I've seen in pro sports in a long time. That was just straight up weak. And he apologized today.
No, of course so that was. You don't want to go out like that, like, you know, classless. You know, just be classy. Your team had a valiant effort. You know what I mean? Ran out of gas, and he played well.
Just got
give him his due and leave it at that. You know what I mean? Right. You don't want to go where you're making a scene or you're doing something silly, so you
and
don't want to do that.
If you are going to make a scene, do it in his face. You don't push nobody in the back like that. That was beyond a cheap shot, because a cheap shot isn't usually in the thick of the action, right? You throw the ball at somebody. You hit somebody extra hard in play. But just to do that was weak. But again, he apologized. I'm not saying he should be canceled or, you know, you got to hate him. It was just a bad move. He lost control.
He apologized. Why? People make mistakes in life all the time. There used to be a radio announcer.
It was a bad move. That's fine. He still needs to get chastised.
No, I'm not talking about that.
He's lucky
saying
Chris
about
Paul didn't get hurt.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm talking about canceling somebody. He apologized. Oh, yeah. I mean,
absolutely.
Okay. And that's why Bob Murphy was a Mets announcer for 100 years in New York. He used to always say, that's why they put erasers on pencils. Because people make mistakes. That's all I'm saying. He made a mistake. He owned up to it. Okay, apologize. He got beat up. He apologized for it. Let's move on.
Rumor has it, though, Rob, that while everybody's been giving Chris Paul and the Phoenix Suns flowers, you want to hate.
I'm just going to educate.
Is that true? Okay. The floor is yours.
All I'm going to say, and I want you guys, don't be reactionary, and the people listening in Phoenix are going to get panties in a bunch, is that when I think about the Phoenix Suns and their run to the championship, there's just two questions. Was it for real or was it for Gazy? Was it fraudulent? I'm saying it's for Gazy. I know they were the number two seed in the West, but let's just be honest. They had the easiest path. It was a mass unit that they went through. Anthony Davis, remember they were down in that series. Chris, everybody thought the Lakers were going back to the championship. Anthony Davis gets hurt, Suns win that series. We knew that eventually Denver was going to have to pay the Piper without having Jamal Murray. They had a nice run, but you can't keep that up without losing a player of his caliber. And then nobody thought the Clippers were going to even beat Utah after Kawhi Leonard got hurt in game 4. They win that series, and of course, the Suns are able to go through the Western Conference without playing against their best player. Hey, if they win the championship, it counts. I'm not going to sit here. I'm not into asterisks or trying to tell people whatever. But I'm telling you, if I touched the Suns championship run to the finals, I'd have to wash my hands. If I went to the bank and tried to cash a check from them, it would bounce. If they gave me any money in my hand, it would be a $3 bill. That's how fugazi this run to the NBA Finals has been for the Suns. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Nice job, Chris Paul, but you got lucky. The Red Sea parted for you to allow the Suns to get to the NBA Finals. That's where we are. I want people to own up to it. No AD. No Jamal Murray. No Kawhi Leonard. You know what that means? It means easy street for the Phoenix Suns. Go ahead, roll around in it. Feel good. Add a little baby oil, whatever you need. It's fugazi.
Rob Parker. No. Alex, do not do that. He deserves no applause.
Rob Parker.
For that foolishness. For that garbage. For that haterade. We will not have that out on the Odd Couple.
Wow.
Clapping for that ridiculous take. Are you serious? Two words. Stop it. Oh, Anthony Davis hurt. Guess who else was hurt, Rob? Chris Paul. That's right. You conveniently left that out of your little spiel. Instead of picking your music to play during your little hot to trot diatribe, you should have looked up the facts. Chris Paul was hurt too. And then Denver, it ain't like they struggled with Denver. It's not like it was a nail biter. Like it was a series that was up for grabs. They blew them out. First game, beat them by 17. Second game, beat them by 25. Third game, 14. I mean, they blew the doors off of the MVP and his squad. And then you got nerve about the Clippers. Of course, Kawhi Leonard's hurt. But you still thought they were going to win the finals or at least get to the finals. You weren't worried about Kawhi's injury when you stood by that pick. Now you want to cry? Now you want to moan? Now you want to disregard what the Phoenix Suns, who have not been in the playoffs in 10 years, did? The Phoenix Suns, whose second and third best players had never even played in the postseason? No. Give them their propers, Rob Parker. Admit your pick was wrong and give the Phoenix Suns props because they deserve it. We all know everybody's banged up. Everybody's hurt. Don't be mad at them because they got through it better than everybody
else.
I'm
just giving facts. Just like they'll wind up winning a championship with either Giannis not playing or Trae Young not playing. It would be fitting that one of those two, no matter which team they draw in the finals, one of those two guys won't be playing, and that'll be their championship. And they'll have four straight series where the star player was out and they were able to win. That's all I'm saying. I'm giving you facts about people who are looking at the Suns and making it like they knocked off everybody. And I'm not saying that Chris Paul in the Lakers series or trying to act like it didn't matter. Anthony Davis is the difference, and you know that when it comes to the Lakers. LeBron can't lead anybody. Once Anthony Davis was down,
he's been
not
leading
anymore.
His whole career.
He can't do it anymore.
Anthony Davis can't lead anybody either.
Nah, he can't do it anymore. You know, once Anthony Davis was out, the Lakers had no shot, even with LeBron.
Chris Paul was hurt. He's their leader. Who thought Devin Booker was going to emerge? This is his first time in the playoffs. And Rob, did you say the same thing in Detroit when their first finals that they won, Magic Johnson only played 75 minutes?
We talk about it all the time, and it's a part of a narrative, just like when the Warriors won their first championship with Steph Curry
right.
And all the
point
guards. So we don't
take that
guards.
Away from him? I didn't say
I'm taking away.
Toronto.
All I'm saying is the run is for Gazy. They had nothing but breaks along the way, and they can even potentially have a break in the championship. They're living a charmed life in the desert. That's all. Call it the way I see it. You know me. I'm about facts. F-A-C-T-Z. Facts.
877-99-05. Will you please call this man up and put some knowledge in his head, reel him back in, and give the Suns props. Of course, he's right about the injuries, but the Suns were injured too. Chris Paul missed the first two games of this series.
Rob Parker.
The
you
first
know,
two
I'm
games,
spot on,
Rob,
Chris.
You forgot. You conveniently left that out too. That Chris Paul missed the first two games of this series. They went into the Western Conference Finals with Cameron freaking Payne.
Let me, hey,
starting at point guard.
I'm going to take
a
bow.
And they're living a charmed life?
I'm going to take a bow for my fans because they know where I'm coming from.
Alex
Thank you.
Alex is just mad because I
Thank
said
you very
he'd be
much.
Fine. with Iowa Sam next week. That's all. That's why you got the music and the applause.
Well done, Rob.
You know what it's called?
Go,
you know,
Rob.
You know what? Alex is a radio guy, so he understands when somebody
you get it,
comes
Rob.
In with preparation and a presentation and a show and, you know, can move the needle. So Alex appreciates all that stuff. Alex, thank you.
Rob, you know what? It. I've been in radio, TV. Nobody gives a take like you, Rob. Well
thank
done.
You, my man.
Gosh.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, I just started doing
out.
Talk radio.
Rob, if you're in studio, watch out because Alex's nose is growing. It's about to come right through the glass and smack you in the face.
Hey, I started talk radio in 1994, Alex. Can you tell?
I can tell, my guy. All
right. Yeah, I can tell, too. old and creepy.
Whatever.
And old curmudgeon.
Oh, I'm creepy now. Wow. Hey, little girl, what's happening?
877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Are the Phoenix Suns fugazi, like Rob says? Or everybody's injured, but do they deserve their props? Like I say, your turn away in Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
I'm the poo-poo king.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, and we are on the opposite side. Opposite sides on this one, the Phoenix Suns. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, and if you're dealing with a dead battery, head on over to AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, head on over to AutoZone. It's your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. 877-99 on Fox. You heard Rob Parker just disregard the sweat, the blood, the tears, the pain, the fact that Chris Paul, is another thing he left out, played last night with a torn ligament in his wrist. And he's talking about Jamal freaking Murray. Torn ligament in his wrist, folks. But Rob doesn't want to hear that. Where are you at on this? 877-9905.
All right, let's kick it off with Mike in Memphis. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Mike?
Hey, nothing much. Man, I'm sorry, Chris Broussard, but I got to lean with Rob on this one. In fact, I was shouting hallelujah, preach it, brother, when he, you know, when he was talking about, you know, I mean, you know, without Kawhi Leonard, you know, without Anthony Davis, and now, you know, they're going to get a championship that is either going to feature Atlanta without Trae Young or either going to feature Milwaukee without Giannis. I mean, the Red Sea has been partied. I mean, Rob Parker made a great point.
They still had to run through. Yeah, the Red Sea parted. They still had to have the guts, the courage, the fortitude, the faith to run through.
Yeah, but it's still easy to run through.
Yeah, they had easier path. They had easier path. That's all I'm talking about. Rob Parker preached the truth.
Never been heard on the Odd Couple.
Now,
my
you know
goodness.
What? I'm ready. I want to go and do a sermon on Sunday at church. Can we have a sermon?
Pastor Parker.
I mean,
look, nobody's denying that teams are hurt. That's all over the league. If Brooklyn would have went through an injury, like they Boston, Jason Tatum's hurt. Jaylen Brown's hurt. You wouldn't have heard Rob talking about their Fugazi. He's just hating because his beloved Clippers got beat. That's all.
I'm not a fan. I'm a reporter for 35 years.
Right,
Breyer in Idaho, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, man. I want to like you, Rob. I think I like you, but I got to be your friend and tell you the truth. You cannot be any more wrong. It's not like the Suns asked for Anthony Davis to be out. It's not like they asked Kawhi to tear his ACL. And it's not like they asked Jamal Murray back in, like, March to be injured for the playoffs as well. They had to make what they were dealt. They made the best with what they had. And it's not the Suns' fault that they played teams that were injured.
I'm not saying it's their fault, but it's Fugazi. If I touched it, I'd have to wash my hand. That's all I'm saying.
You play who's in front of you. But we're going to ask Bonzi Wells about this former NBA
veteran. Of course he's not going to say that. That's his guy.
We'll see.
Bonzi Wells is... Bonzi Wells is doing cartwheels and all kinds of stuff. He's excited.
Well, he will join us next around the corner. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It is the iCouple, Chris and Rob from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Our next guest, former NBA veteran, co-host of the Let's Get Technical podcast with Rasheed Wallace. You got to check it out. And he's here to talk some sense into my co-host, Bonzi Wells. Bonzi, what up, bro?
How you?
You know what? I'm going to say hi. But first of all, I need an apology from both of y'all right now.
I already knew this
Hold
was
on,
coming.
No. Oh. No, here's the problem. Here's the problem, Bonzi. You didn't just say Chris Paul is a bad man. Chris Paul's one of the top five point guards ever. You said he's the best point guard ever.
And you'll always get pushback on that. So we're not going to apologize for that.
Man, listen, are y'all seeing what this man is doing?
Oh, no. Is he the best point guard ever? You owe us an apology.
Yes. Is he the best point guard?
Man, let's talk at the end of his career. We can't.
Oh, hello.
We can't finish that to the end of his career.
Hold on.
He's top three. He's top three or four.
Oh, now he's top three?
See? You already back it up.
No. I would never disrespect Magic. I would never do that. I would never disrespect Isaiah. You know, I would never do that. So I got respect for that. You know, I understand that.
Oscar?
He didn't mention Steph now.
I told you about Steph. I put Steph at my shooting guard more than I put him at my point guard.
See,
because he's more of a shooting guard than a point to me.
That's Bonzi's tactic. He wants to take half of the point guards out of the equation. No Steph, no Dame, no Trey.
When has Steph got 10 assists in a game lately? Steph is trying to fire that thing. No disrespect to him because he's lethal. But this brother
Do you count Luka as a point guard? Or Harden?
I mean, they're different style point guard. They're more like point forwards. I look at them like in a Scottie Pippen type mode, like a bigger guard that can get anywhere they want to on the court, always get their shot off. I'm talking about a traditional point guard. Get there, making everybody better.
What y'all are hearing is Bonzi fashioning the argument to fit his narrative. That's what he's doing, you know.
That's how you're going to describe it? That's how you're going to describe it. Listen,
LeBron doesn't count. Well, you mentioned 10 assists for Steph Curry. If that was the standard. If you get 10 assists, you're in a point guard. So let's put LeBron and Luka and Harden in there.
They're point forwards. They're not traditional point guard. They're like so superstars that they can control the ball all the time. But I'm talking about a traditional point guard. Just think how many players the Chris Pauls make better on a daily basis, on a yearly basis, on every team that he's been on. You take a poll on anybody who played with Chris Paul, they're going to give him a glory view that they're going to say Chris Paul made them better. We didn't get a chance to see Magic go to three or four different teams. We didn't get a chance to see Isaiah them do this, John Stockton. We didn't get a chance to see that. We've seen this man travel around. They sent this man to the dungeon, no disrespect to Oklahoma City, and he made them play well. It ain't no disrespect. I mean, they tried to break
this lot of the Clippers, and look, I'm with you on how great Chris is. I mean, you're a little high, but he's still great.
He's had his bad moments as well.
Heard some of those Clippers players say, Chris was tripping. Chris was running his mouth too much. Chris was dominating the ball.
He thought he was the general manager.
What? So don't act like that didn't happen.
Man, come on. Who said that? Blake Griffin?
Because Kenyon Martin, I think, said it.
James Harden would say that because he dominates the ball. No, and James is nice and he's cool with it, but he dominates the ball. So you couldn't have a traditional point guard because he wasn't playing the way that he needed to be set up. He wanted to set up people. So that wasn't going. I knew that wasn't going to work when they made that trade.
I agree with you on that. Although you know, I mean, if Chris doesn't get hurt in 2018, they probably get a championship that year.
It's right? A different beast. Look, like I told y'all the last time we talked, I played with this man. This man could score 30 every night if he wanted to, but he's just such a team point guard type guy. He's trying to make sure everybody else is good. But Chris Paul, what you saw in game six yesterday, I promise you he could do that every single night.
So why did he do that in game three and four, or four and five?
He's so unselfish. Like, you know, he understands this is Devin Booker's team. There's no, you know, that's clear cut. So he probably just tried to just try to play his role and let Devin do his thing. But you saw in game six where he knew he had to step up. Come on, man. He had 41, eight assists, no turnovers in one of the biggest games in the history of his life. Come on, man.
Well,
you got to give him some props.
Hey, Say it with your chest, man. Say he's the best. Say
he's the best point guard ever.
He's the best point guard ever.
He's the baddest.
Don't back up.
In my era, he's the baddest.
No,
we don't do that on the Odd Couple.
No qualifiers. In the Western Conference, in the Pacific Division.
Either you're the best or you're not.
Yes.
We don't do all that.
He's on my Mount Rushmore. I will not disrespect Magic Johnson, Isaiah, or Oscar Robertson. I told you that. I can't do it.
Bonzi just apologized to us.
All right, so Bonzi, Bonzi, here's my take. On the Suns run.
I'm with you on
the,
you better rip him on this.
On the Suns run. Is it, you know, I mean, they did have a clear path. The Red Sea opened up.
Don't
no AD.
It,
no Jamal Murray. No Kawhi. And they could win a championship without having to face Trae Young or Giannis. So I'm saying, is this championship run to the finals, is it for real or is it for Gazy? Because I think it's for Gazy.
See, that's the hate in you right there.
Yes, it is. See?
That's the hate in you, bro. Because we all know we've been around sports for a long time. This championship run is a marathon from the start of the season. Injuries happen. It's just part of it. I think anybody who's lost a season
not
can
this
tell you
much.
About the
Come on, Bonzi. Everything saying, opened up his way. Everything?
Same thing with Kawhi then. When Kawhi won his championship in Toronto,
yes.
Everything kind of opened up for him.
When? Who was hurt in Philadelphia?
Kevin
play.
Durant.
Who didn't play in Philadelphia?
Kevin
Durant.
Answer the question. In Philadelphia, when they won that game 7, who didn't play?
Wasn't Embiid hurt?
No, he wasn't.
I think he may have been for a few of those games.
I think he missed a couple games early. It was something that he had a clear path of guys was getting hurt, and it just worked out for him. No, they earned it, but it still worked out perfectly for him. But this is how the NBA is. Guys get hurt. It's part of the game. We can't cry about it. It's all about who stays healthy the longest, and they are showing that they're healthy right now. They're playing well. If they continue this, I think they win the championship against anybody come out the East.
I'm with you on that, Bonzi. I'm with you on that. There's no doubt about it.
And you know, come on. Rob, I think you're a hater, man.
What? I'm a sports writer for 35 years,
Bonzi. Ain't no think about it.
I'm not a hater. I'm just pointing out.
Ask Rob what his motto is when he's
writing. If I'm writing, I'm ripping. No, I'm
just, that is it. That's it. That's his motto.
That
says it all. Now, Embiid did play against Toronto. He played those 7 games. For some reason, though, he had a lot of bad games. 12 points, 11 points.
Right, but he
points.
Played. I was going to say that series,
he was
and I hear
up,
you.
He played. Yeah.
They played,
no,
and they beat him in 7 games.
Yeah, he was banged up.
Something was messed up. He was banged up. He wasn't right.
But
regardless of what, that's part of any sport. It's a marathon from the start of the season. If guys get hurt, it is what it is. I know key players got hurt this year, and it sucks because we wanted to see our favorite players match up. But that's just kind of how it is. And, you know, God got a strange way of showing up. And, you know, Chris Paul being faithful to this grind, so I think he deserves everything that's coming his way.
So you got them going, like you think they win it all?
I think so, man, because those guys, I mean, they got a tough-minded mindset over there. CP is just really leading those guys. I'm sorry, let me start with Monty Williams. Monty Williams and the staff is doing a great job.
Now, Monty, you played for Monty. Was Monty there in New Orleans?
No, he wasn't
okay,
there. He wasn't there. But I've been knowing Monty for a while. You know, he would play at Notre Dame. I'm here in Indiana, so right. You know, I've always been a fan of Monty Williams. Kind of always followed his career. I loved his demeanor and just the type of man that he is. And you know, when the stuff happened with his wife some years ago, man, this really just made me just love that guy even more. Just showing his strength and how he showed up every day for work. So that just, you know, I just love his whole story, man, and just get this opportunity to go out to Phoenix, and Phoenix been, you know, one of the bottom of the basement teams out the West for a long time. This is opportunity. I think it's their time, man, and I think they're going to win it.
No, that's real.
I mean, they got a clear path.
Yeah.
They do.
Man, there you go, man.
They got a clear path.
I'm just saying.
Wow, I've never seen anything like this, and I know a lot of guys are hurt or whatever, but this was unbelievable. I just cannot get over, like, how many big-time players, and you know, Bonzi, you've covered the NBA and watched it and played in it for a long time, but you got to admit, you've never seen this many star players go down in one playoff, postseason.
Well, that's a fact. Yeah, it's
right?
never been.
Yeah.
But Chris Paul was hurt too. He was hurt in the series with the Lakers, and then he missed the first two games of this series. So
that was for COVID, right?
Right. So he wasn't hurt, COVID.
You know what I don't understand, though? I don't understand how so many guys are getting hurt, and this is the non-contact era.
Right.
You're not even getting chucked and clotheslined and flipped and none of that stuff. I don't understand, and especially with all the technology and all the way that they quote-unquote claim that they're taking care of these guys' body, and they got all this analytical stuff that if we rest the guys and we do all this stuff, they won't get hurt. Come on now.
Bonzi, in the offseason, did you, like, get away and rest
go on the beach and relax,
play ball again, or did you stay, like, in tip-top shape the whole year, the whole, summer, offseason?
Well, the season is 8 months, and, I went to the playoffs every year. So once I got done, I would take about a month off just to let my body heal, kind of get all – just to let my body just kind of calm down, because when you're during the season, you're pumped up. You're just kind of always putting pressure on your body. So I would take about a month to let my body just rest and let me know what's wrong with me, because when you're taking all type of anti-inflammatories and all this stuff, you don't even know where you're really hurt at, to be honest. So after about a few weeks, once I just let all the meds get out of my body and I can just really feel my body, then I'll be like, oh, Lord, my knees are hurting, my back hurt, all this stuff is hurting. And I give myself a chance to kind of maintenance that stuff. And right around middle of August, that's when you just really just start getting back into it. And all of September is a grind. So, you get those 45 days.
I think that's smart. But I think nowadays, correct me if I'm wrong, it seems like dudes don't take that month off. Like, they really pretty much – just keep working out almost through the entire offseason, it seems. I think that has something to do with guys getting hurt so much.
Definitely. You got to take some time off. And what I do, I played a lot of golf. So I would work out, but I'm not doing basketball-related stuff. I might just be in the pool. I might be riding a bicycle. I might do this stuff to just keep my fitness together, but I'm not necessarily trying to put pressure on my body. I do elliptical machines and stuff like that, the low-impact stuff, just to keep the cardio. But I don't want to do any banging because I done banged for 90-plus games. I played a physical game, so my body was literally hurting all the time. Right. So, you got to kind of unplug a little bit and just let your body come back. And these guys are so on the run, and they've got so many different – these guys now, they have so many different commitments, like, they got to be here, show up for here, play this, work out in front of these people. Social media is always on them. They got to show out for the camera. So it's like, man, you don't ever really get no downtime. So I feel sorry for these guys now that's under these microscopes, because they always got to be doing some high-tech stuff for these people to be like, ooh, look how he working. Look what he's doing. Something to talk about.
Right. And that, it ain't probably the best thing for you.
Right. That's our man, Bonzi Wells, who he says Chris Paul's the greatest point guard ever. He didn't want to say it. We'll say it for him.
That's right.
go ahead and put it out there. It's going to go viral.
Great stuff, brother, man. Keep up the great work. We'll talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. Blessings to you, brother. Always a pleasure, man.
All right, man. Peace. All right, things have gone from bad to worse in the NBA. We'll get into that next. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, on a TV theme song Thursday, of course. This is Seinfeld, and we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios as we prepare for Game 6 of... No, is it Game 6? I'm losing control, Game 5. Yeah, Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals, tied at 2 games apiece. So, obviously, one team can take control of the series. Doesn't mean it's over, but you go up 3-2 and you're in control. But the big story, Rob, no Giannis for the Bucks, no Trey for the Hawks. And it's bad. I mean, like I said, and I'm not just saying this, I mean it. The games have been so good. I've really been enjoying the playoffs, but this hurts. You know, there's just no two ways around it. No Trey Young, no Giannis. Those were the last two stars standing, Rob, in the Eastern Conference. And if you want to say, well, Chris Middleton's made 2 all-star teams, he's a star, okay. Then those are the last two players with superstar potential. Giannis is already a superstar. Trey could be a superstar in the future. They're the big names. They're the celebrities. They're the draws. They're the marquee players. There's none left. There's none left. I don't even think you're going to be watching tonight. You're going to be watching Golden Girls.
I don't think I'm watching tonight. I'll watch like maybe the fourth quarter, find out the score or something. But it does take a damper on it a little bit. You know what I mean? The other night, I was bummed out. And this is even worse because now you got neither star. And
right.
This is what I'm talking about. Neither guy. You know what I mean? It's like, wow. It's not like Brooke Lopez is hurt. Do you know? I'm like,
no, it's and yeah, I'm,
you know
yeah.
what I mean, Chris? Like, okay.
No,
and I'm
it's
not
hard.
Trying to say that he should be hurt instead of Giannis, but you get my point, is that it is the biggest stars, the guy we tune in for. So it's just tough. I mean, what a postseason.
No, it's an odd one. It's the strangest one that we've. This is far more strange than the bubble. As far as injuries,
I thought you're right. You know that?
It's not even close. You know? Like, this is really a crazy year. You hit it on the head. And I'm going to say this, though, Rob. I like, without the two stars, I like Atlanta. I trust Atlanta more. I think they're mentally tougher. I think they're better coached. And I think they play with more consistency. Like, but if you look on paper, most people will probably see, okay, Chris Middleton, Drew Holiday, even like you said, Brooke Lopez. And on paper, you take the Bucks. I think we're going to – I want to find out what Chris Middleton's made of. I know he's up and down, right? Great game, poor game. Great game, poor game,
last
poor game.
Last game is terrible.
Great game, great game,
from three,
poor game.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
That's what he is. But he's that with Giannis. What is he going to be like without Giannis when the defense can actually focus on Middleton and not have to worry about Giannis?
But
I want to see
this.
What he does. I want to see
we
what
saw,
he's made of.
Remember the only game they won against Miami last year is when Giannis didn't play. You remember
right.
that?
Right. Right, right.
I think Milwaukee wins tonight.
So you, I mean, the lot obviously game five. A lot of times that winner wins the series, most times. But who you got if both stars are in the series?
I'm gonna take Milwaukee, just because of home court.
Yeah, we will see. We got 2 hours left. Ah, couple, you know what to do. Lock it.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World? Like, hey, we came to play. Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.